Tools of film. Following the first films of the Lumiere brothers and the new film experiences of Georges Méliès, film became much more than a curiosity. After a short while, films began to get longer, the stories were increasingly complex, and screenings were no longer a complement to other fairground shows. In 1902, in Los Angeles, for the first time, a theater was given over exclusively to screening films, and in Paris in 1911, a luxurious cinema opened, seating 3,400 spectators. Film had ceased to be a curiosity and was seen as a powerful medium to bring us closer, both to reality and to fiction. A new art form was born, but also a powerful entertainment industry with its own stars. As we have seen, to come this far, a long process of technology was needed and viewers had to learn how to see the world in pictures. This process has no end, and each new visual show or performance sets the basis for the next technological step forward. So, cinematographic devices continue to evolve after 1895 to provide better image quality, more realism in the screening, and ultimately to continue mesmerizing the audience. And so sound, color, and large format came into being. New competitors emerged, such as television and video, and in the late 20th and early 21st centuries, the multiplex cinema and the extraordinary revolution in digital imaging and new communication technologies.